Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Cherry and Ice Podcast at night, featuring Captain Charles Giazza.
How's it going? Happy to be here. Finally on the pod. Very excited.
Finally on the pod. It's wonderful. And alternate captains, or as they would like to be called, the captains, next to Charles Giazza. We have Nick Van Allen.
Yeah, we actually prefer the other guys.
Is that what you prefer?
Yeah, that's what we prefer. We live and die by that, so yeah, it's just great to be on.
Oh, that's wonderful. And Brendan Aldick.
Yep, second other guy here, checking in. Big fan of the pod. You know, I've listened to all of them and really enjoy it, so it's just, you know, it's been a long time coming, and it just really feels good to be here finally.
You know, it's wonderful. I know, Brendan, OD, as people say. Oh,
yeah.
Aldick, yeah. Brendan. Like,
many names. Yeah,
yeah. You've got many names. I'm just Dylan, Decoy. Yeah,
it's a blessing and a
curse. We got VA over here.
You got a couple nicknames.
Yeah.
Well, you got Zaza, so.
That's a you thing.
No, it seemed like the entire team chose that, so.
They did choose that.
Yeah, so you're not Chili, you're Zaza.
I'm more of a one-name guy.
You're Zaza. Giazza.
We'll go with that.
Zaza. Yeah, nicknames.
I think I might be the only person in the world that calls him Charles. Other than his, like,
his
parents don't even call him Charles.
No, I don't. I call you Charles.
Yeah, a lot of people call him Charles. Yeah.
I think we, in our house, we have this conversation probably.
Yeah, once a week.
Once a week minimum about, like, what you can call Charles. Like, I probably call him at least 10 different names throughout the week.
So, what can you say on the pod?
The names that I call
them? They're all clean.
They're all clean. Okay.
We'll go from Charles to Charlo to Chili to Cap.
I like Cap, by the way.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Sometimes I'll mix in like a Charlie.
You get Chuck in there
sometimes. Yeah, Chuck. Yeah. I mean, we go pretty much anything that starts with a C, we just roll with it.
Yeah.
C, you know, the funny thing is C for Charles, C for Captain. I mean, it's a match made in heaven.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
Yeah. And so you really can't go wrong as long as it starts with a C.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And like Van Allen, like VA, meaning alternate captain, is that how it works? Or are we just really stretching here?
Dude, I don't know. I was called that when I was younger, back in my travel days.
Oh, yeah.
And then I came to Temple and it kind of. People, like, they didn't even know, and they just started calling me that. So I was like, oh, yeah, sure, man.
Well, you – I don't even know how Decoy got started here, because, like, I was Decoy from high school, and then people started calling me Decoy here. I'm not sure if it's because,
like,
Jared or
– Ian Bowles and
– Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I heard Bowles, you call you that a couple of times. So.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Nicknames. What are some good nicknames that you guys have, like, come across in hockey?
Well, on the team?
Well, we got Elmo.
So lately what we've been doing is we've been adding an O to everyone's last name.
It's like a ski, right?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. Very similar. So, like, we got Elmo for Elmer. Yeah. We call Ben Benjo now. Yeah.
Brendo. Yeah.
Brendo.
Yeah.
So that's kind
Charlo.
Of – yeah, Charlo.
Jacko for Jack Pierce.
Yeah.
But you can't call me, like, V-A-O. Like, yeah, it just doesn't work.
Doesn't roll off the
Val. Val. V-A-O.
Nah, it's
Val.
Just, yeah, it's just Val. V-A-O. I don't have the privileges with the O.
You don't.
Yeah.
Alano. The Alamo from – do you remember the Alamo?
I don't remember it, no.
I don't remember it either.
I have nothing to say about this.
We're not big history guys here.
No, I wasn't paying attention in those classes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So as a journalism major?
Yeah, I'm more of a writer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A question for you, and I think this is your big announcement, your announcement party of sorts.
Yeah.
Where are you taking your talents next semester?
The Temple University, baby.
You take your talents next
semester? There's a possibility I could take my talents to the media team next semester.
There is. So we got Mike Zangrody and Taylor Snyder right here. This is news to them. What do you guys think? Just yell it.
Oh, hype. Let's do it. Let's get everybody on the team.
You sound so enthusiastic about it.
We've got a crowd. We've got a crowd here. Taylor Snyder.
I hope this thing's on and we're rolling. Because
we are.
I think it'd be important, not just important, but crucial that we get former Temple Ice hockey players to join the media team, kind of like an analyst insight type thing.
I love it.
I think Brendan would be fit for the job.
Yeah. Like last year we had Connor Lordy come on for a few broadcasts, and he does know the game pretty well.
Yeah, I can see Brendo as kind of like an inside the glass with Pierre Maguire type guy.
Yeah.
He really reminds me of Pierre Maguire. He has similarities.
Lil Dicky and
Pierre
Maguire.
If they had a kid, it would be Brendan Ondick.
Yeah, it would be Brendan Ondick. Wow.
Yeah.
So
I'll take that.
Yeah, you'll take that?
Two good guys.
That's cute. Yeah. It's cute.
They're good guys. Yeah, they're good guys. Yeah.
They mean well.
I get that. Yeah. They mean well.
But yeah, no, I mean, you know, if the opportunity presents itself, you know, we don't want to jump the gun here, but
we'll see
we'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
And maybe I end up in between the benches. Who knows?
I know.
That would be great.
Maybe behind the bench. Who knows?
Inside the blinds. Brendan Ondick.
That would be some top content.
Yeah.
We've had some good content this year.
Yeah, no. We've definitely stepped up our media game for sure. It's been good.
We're still going to have a lot more stuff coming out even through the summer, like the stuff we did media day. Like, we got a lot more Tinder stuff to go through, and, you know, it's fun because next year, we had 17 or 14 or so many new guys that, like, Temple Hockey Tinder was, between 11 guys or something like that. So, like, now we have everybody on the team doing it. There's going to be, like, videos every other week, like, of just Temple Hockey Tinder.
A lot of good stuff coming out.
A lot of good stuff. That's a fantastic soda right there, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Just gotta stay hydrated.
Is that a Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
Looks good.
Get some sugar in before the weekend.
I thought
that
was
a
Sprite. Yeah.
Coke, Sprite, you know.
Not a big Sprite.
I'm a Sprite guy.
I like Coke. Goes my thing.
Yeah. I'm a Pepsi. I'm a Sprite guy.
I'm fine with Pepsi. It's just I like Coke more. I don't know why. I think Coke, isn't it like more, isn't Pepsi sweeter and Coke has more of like a little bite to it? I'm not exactly sure. Yeah. Jack Pierce says yes. I know what you're saying. You know, what do you guys think?
Jack Pierce, just going to throw this out there. Jack Pierce may be the biggest Coke guy I know.
I've seen him drink six in a day.
Yeah, it's bad. Like, we'll get home from practice at like midnight on a Tuesday and we'll get home, eat something, and then like 12:30, 1 a.m. There's the crack of Jack just opening a fresh Coke, and it makes my tooth hurt.
Yeah. When my pregame meals when I played high school hockey were two bagels with cream cheese and a bottle of Coke.
Two bagels.
Came fourth on the team. Yeah, some fourth on team points. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, Dylan Coyle did make it very clear to us on the bus that he finished fourth on his team in points.
With 11 points.
On his high school hockey team.
Did I get 11 or – I don't even remember what it – I know I had 5 goals.
You said 11.
But it was like 14 games or something like that. It was my first ever year playing like in a league.
No, it's respectable. We're not taking that away.
And so at the – like near the end of the season, I was playing pond hockey, and this one kid from my school wasn't playing for the team. Literally, two hand chopped my knee, and it tore my meniscus. Like it sliced my meniscus.
Like a sword.
Pretty much, yeah. And I still played the rest of the season on it. My only goal after that went off, you know, my rear. I don't know how to say that. Off, you know, off my butt. Off my ass. bleep. I don't know how to say that. Like, what do you want me to say?
I believe you.
Off your rear end.
But like it I was screening the goalie. Went, you know, it was the game winner.
Hey, goals, goals, yeah, goal,
goals,
right?
Goals, goals, goal.
They don't ask how, they ask how many. Is that right?
If they asked how many or how your goals were scored against West Virginia, what would they say?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, come on. The first one was a beaut, dude. Brendan Ondick passed me back door. That was mean. The second one, I don't even know. But the second one
was just what, a mess?
Like, yeah, it was an absolute mess. Yeah. I got my stick on the puck. It trickled in.
Nice voice crack.
Yeah, I hope you can cut that
clean.
One out.
That was
clean.
Yeah,
that was a clean voice crack. Yeah. I'm still hitting puberty. 23 years old.
Yeah, 23.
I didn't get surgery until June. End of January is where I tore my meniscus, and I didn't get surgery until June.
Surgery sucks, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back in February, not even a year. Oh, coming on a year. Couldn't play last year.
Your first senior night.
Yeah, my first senior night. I will not have a second senior night, by the way. I will not. It is already established. I will not have a second senior night. So
I have my name on the strangest case of a player ever.
Me?
Yes.
Well, I mean, Yeah, I guess. You got a point.
Yeah.
Why? What's so strange about it?
It's just, is he coming back?
Yeah. Exactly. Is you're like out, Brett Favre. For good? You're like
I gave you an
Brett
Instagram
Favre
post.
Of Temple Hockey.
Brett Favre's a Hall of Famer. I'll take that.
Did you follow my Instagram at all?
Yeah. Well,
I gave VA a retirement.
Oh,
post.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know this. Yeah,
I've been on VA's line for 3+ years at this point. Mm-hmm. Or actually, like 3 years. And I thought it was his last game because he was getting surgery in, what, February?
February.
Yeah, so he wasn't going to play second semester last year. Gave him his own retirement post. Gave him a lot of love. And he, what does he do? He comes back and he plays again. You're not getting a second.
And then he says that he's going to play the fall semester of this year.
Yep, and then he was going to be done.
And then...
As my friend Ben Auerbach likes to say, the things we do for the game we love.
That's right.
That's
he's a hockey guy.
Well, let's not go that far. No, I don't know, man. I mean, I don't have the brains, man. I can't do it.
He's a student athlete.
There's like a couple classes, dude, like physics. I hate physics, dude. Like, I can't get by it. Like, it's that one class.
Chemistry was my worst in high school.
Dude, see, I'm not bad at chemistry, dude.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not bad.
Chemistry, I got like a D. I never got like less than a B. Huh.
It's not very
for
good.
Decoy. Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. That's really funny.
I tried, you know, I'm a comedian.
But yeah, no, I mean, I definitely wasn't gonna play this year, but I knew I had to go another year, at least another semester.
Well,
but,
yeah,
like, you know, just if everything happened like with Travis in the summer and all, but like, you know, just being with the boys, like, I didn't want to, and I knew I was eligible to play again and get like 10 semesters, so. Just want to be around 10 semesters.
Yeah.
That sounds horrible.
It does. That sounds way more than 5 years. I don't know why it's the same exact. That sounds like forever.
Trust me, yo, it is.
Oh, man.
Your body's feeling it at this point.
So I just wanted to be around the boys. Like, dude, when I was younger, I used to be able to play like 7 games a week and just feel fine. Now I play like 1 game and my bones are falling apart. Like,
how are you feeling after the 3-game weekend not too long ago?
Dude, I don't think I went to class for like 2 days, dude. I couldn't get out of bed.
No, my body was falling apart.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was a tough weekend.
You go from like playing like 4 games in a weekend when you're like 15 years old and not blinking an eye to then being 23 years old and playing 2+ games and not being able to move.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like our old coach Mark Spies used to say, we're not spring chickens anymore.
We're not spring chickens.
Wow. Yeah. What does that mean?
I'm not really the farm guy here, but I imagine a spring chicken is pretty healthy and lively, and we're just not that anymore.
Yeah. Take care of your bodies.
Yeah.
You know?
We're more of a fall chicken, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you got to be.
Yeah.
That's
we're old.
How you got to be.
You know, we're getting old.
We're getting
old. You know?
Yeah. I'm 21, and I feel like I can't even, like, first floor hockey game during the first period, I felt like I was going to, like, throw up and die. Like,
yeah, well, me and VA are 23 over here. You know, we definitely aren't spring chickens.
Yeah, no, not at all.
I would like to point out that I'm not that old. I'm only 21.
Yes,
yeah, dude, 23. You know what sucks about being 20? Like, after you're 21st, even my 22nd like, wasn't even that bad. Like, dude, 23, like it was just a normal.
Well,
it was a Saturday.
Well,
dude. Like it didn't even matter.
I'd say like 19 is irrelevant, and then 20 is kind of relevant because you're 20, right?
Yeah,
like,
teen pregnancy, then, you know.
If you're lucky enough,
no, that's
you're lucky. Yeah. You're lucky.
That's absolutely
you not become pregnant.
I can't imagine if VA got pregnant at 19.
Yeah, that would be a tragedy. I wouldn't even know what to do.
I wouldn't know how that would happen either. So, if you got pregnant,
well, there's Stranger Things.
There are Stranger Things.
Yeah,
there are Stranger Things.
A lot of things.
It is a great show.
Great show.
A lot of strange things happened to me. That like for example, I was diagnosed with the disease.
Oh, this is great.
What?
This is great.
Please,
fantastic.
Share.
No, I'll share.
Yeah, let Charles share. I don't want to share it. Yeah, Charles can share it, though.
So we had a weekend trip. Not a weekend trip. We had a tournament at Hatfield Ice. Villanova was hosting.
That was my last weekend.
It was supposed to be his last weekend last year. You know, been a couple of those. But we played like 2 or 3 games at Hatfield. So we had – it's like from Temple, it's like a 50, 55-minute drive. I'm driving VA at this point. And we go on these drives. We're spending 2+ hours in the car.
Yeah.
And this kid's face, one side of his face –
wait, like VA, like –
yeah, like me.
This,
like, yeah,
yeah,
me.
Yeah, like
this, this guy.
That
guy.
That VA.
That VA.
Yeah, VA.
This was
yeah.
last December. So
last
like,
December.
About a year ago.
The one side of his face, I'm not kidding, was out probably 3 inches. He looked like he had a serious problem.
Dude, I went to the doctor. He said I had swollen glands. I was like, oh, okay. He said, suck on suck on sour candy. I said, all right, sure, I can do that.
I like candy. I like candy.
So I was sucking on sour candy. You know, they're like, oh, we're going to take blood work just in case, you know. They get a call. My mom, she thinks she's a doctor, dude. She's telling me I had the mumps the whole time. I'm like, my mom, really? I was like, this thing's been outdated for so long. I'm vaccinated. Like,
wait, please tell me.
Dude, I had the mumps, man. Yeah, dude.
VA.
You're
this
joking.
Kid, this kid, VA, patient zero at
patient
Temple.
Zero.
Not sure how many followers of the pod go to Temple or are familiar with Temple. Huge outbreak at Temple. VA
were,
was
patient
zero.
Dude,
worse. He had it in December, and the whole outbreak was the spring semester. VA was patient zero.
Dude, I had the worst pain of my life, dude. That hurts.
Bleep. Bleep.
15 minutes, 58 seconds.
That hurts, man.
I would like to thank my immune system for for braving that.
Immune
trips.
Systems, they're underrated.
They are
underrated,
yeah.
Who are the most underrated players on Temple hockey?
Sean McDowell.
Number
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah.
Top of the list.
Top of the list.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, he comes to the rink every day and just
wants
to play hockey.
He
works.
I was saying, like, he's the most mellow guy on the team.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
know if
Definitely.
I've heard him say more than 13 words this entire
And
year.
Never complain about one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Never in my life. Have I heard him say anything negative or complain?
Whether he's scratched.
A, yeah. Yeah.
Whether what
and,
line he's on.
And every
yeah.
Time, and every time he goes out there, he's just – I mean, he works his butt off, like, 100% every single time. Like,
yeah,
absolutely. Sean McDowell, easy.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's fair. Everyone. Like,
love the kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he's a great
he's
kid.
A fellow Philly boy as well.
Yeah,
so,
he is
yeah.
from Philly.
We have that connection.
Shout
yeah.
out Snyder Hockey.
Yeah.
Snyder Hockey, great company.
You're great.
Just plug that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you?
Onyx an employee.
Oh, yeah. Really?
I am. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, are you still an employee?
Yeah, kinda. Yeah. it's been a while since I've been there, but.
He's laid off.
No,
he's,
don't say that. We don't need.
He's
we don't,
in between.
We don't need that.
He's in between jobs. He's a master of philosophy right
now. Yeah. No, actually, if all goes as planned, I'll be there on Monday. So.
Oh.
Oh, on Monday.
Not a big deal.
Oh, not a big deal at all.
Yeah. So me and Benjo, you know.
Yeah, Benjo.
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 Also
he's
works.
A big
Snyder.
Where's
he? Yeah,
where
works
is
for
he?
Snyder as well.
I haven't seen him since
ben,
we got
he's
off.
He's probably
the bus.
In his room drinking some tea right now.
Nice.
Watching some TV.
Oh,
yeah.
We love that.
Do we love Benjo, dude? Benjo's all about just
he's a goaltender.
He's definitely a goaltender. He just relaxed. You know, he goes on road trips. By the way, thanks for coming on the road trip, you guys.
Oh yeah.
Love
of
it.
Course,
love
of course.
It.
We're
having a great time.
I mean, why we would?
It's day one.
So like exactly. Yeah.
We got a couple more days of this.
Well, like the cool thing is like everyone always says to us like you know parents or like you know your parents. Like, this is awesome. Like, thank you so much, like, for doing this. But we also, like, love doing it, too. And, like, there's no question. Like obviously, we want to, like, hang out with the guys. Like, go on a bus trip and, like, just, like, have a good time. Do some good work. And, like, you know, everything kind of, like, around that.
But, yeah, Benjo, man, whenever we go on road trips, he's always just in his room watching TV, drinking a coffee or a tea.
Yeah.
He's nefarious, man, you know?
Super nefarious guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love the kid. Yeah, he seems nefarious.
Yeah.
Game
days.
Oh, yeah.
No, game days. If you're a trash can,
or his stick.
All right, now guys, if Ian Bowles scores tomorrow,
it won't happen.
I'll take the under. Hard.
I'm taking the under on that -5,000.
Yep.
If he now scores tomorrow. Now I'm doing play-by-play for the game tomorrow.
Can
so.
You tell the backstory of why this is a big deal?
So, Bowles has never scored. This
How many
is
years
third
has
season.
He played?
Third season.
Zero goals.
So
zero goals. He even made a bet with Barbs, Alex Barberini, like his first like few games that if Barbs scored before Bowles, then you know, Bowles would become Handsome Shrek, and that's what happened, you know?
Yeah, we saw that.
Yeah, that was kind of disturbing.
Handsome is a stretch.
Yeah.
So,
well,
more disturbing. So a funny story about goals. The West Virginia week, the West Virginia Sunday.
Yeah.
We're warming up, and I just destroy my stick in warm-ups. Just, I went to take a pass. I guess it was broken.
Oh, yeah.
From
it was
Saturday,
already broken then.
And it just shattered.
V is in the gym a lot, so that happens.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if
well,
you
can
tell,
he's wearing
yeah,
a muscle shirt right now.
Yeah, so, yeah, I work out.
Stop.
So, anyway, I need a stick. I'm looking for someone on the team who's, like, kind of the same size as me. That was my backup stick.
Oh, wow.
So
yeah, he's now out of sticks.
Yeah, so I have no sticks left. We have, like, what? At the time, we had, like, what, 7 games left? I'm like, dude, I'm not buying a new stick.
No, no.
So, Kyle Smiley, my good friend, he gives me a stick. He says, oh, he's like, he has a lot of goals in there. I said, yeah, how many goals did you score with? He's like, 3. I get 2 that game, and I'm like, dude.
It's not the stick.
Oh, it's not the stick, dude.
Tell him about the curve.
Oh, dude, the curve.
Wait, Smeds' curve or yours?
Smeds'
well,
backup
it's
stick.
It's just Smeds' stick.
Yeah.
He gives me this stick. I'm like, Smeds, can I use like your backup stick? And he goes, yeah, absolutely. He gives me this. I'm like, Smeds, what kind of curve is this, dude? He said, the straightest one you can buy. This thing,
you could be a righty or a lefty.
This thing is the hardest thing to tape because it's just straight, dude. Like it's impossible.
It's like one of the sticks you pick up in like high school gym class.
Yep.
Like that's
all like
the
Mylic.
The
like
not that model, but like the curve is just like straight. Like it's there's
I,
nothing
like
to
where
it.
You have to bend it yeah. like
has a mean backhand.
Like pre-bend. Like
yeah.
Pre-bend.
I feel like so whenever when I played I usually like my toe to not be curved. Like I like it to kind of be like square. Just helps mm-hmm. when I have the
sure.
puck like end of the stick.
Sure.
And the
I mean,
but
you didn't get to 11 points with nothing.
I know,
I mean,
right? Well, actually
toe.
I had a rounded blade. I had a Reebok AI3.
Wow.
It weighed so many grams. So many grams.
Can you give us a guesstimate as to how
a
many grams?
Pounds.
Grams to pound. I could.
Yeah. Come on, you can get the conversion in your head.
You know, I'd have to say, you know, how it felt when I scored. It was like a feather. It was like a feather when I scored. But
which was often.
Which was.
With 11 points. I thought you scored off your derriere.
It did. Well.
You're looking for what to call it. I think you just found it.
Well, I mean, I did score twice in one game, though. Like, within, like, 4 minutes. And that was pretty
like
cool.
Like, back-to-back shifts.
Yeah. And there was one... one time, not a goal, but like I, you know, I'm the guy that like people like to mess with. Like obviously that's
sure.
Yeah, sure.
Someone's got to do it.
Exactly, and I can take it, right? I can take it. There we go. But I got a pass like behind me, and I'm like I had it behind me, and I slid it through my legs and put it on my backhand and controlled it. And when I got to the bench, the coach said, I'm going to hear about this for the rest of the season from me. And he did hear it for the rest of the season from me because that was cool. And it didn't matter that we were playing a team with only 8 health-like players. It didn't matter. I did it. And you know what?
That is all that matters.
That's all that matters.
You seem like you were, I think you might have been quite the player. Yeah, we might need to get you out to a practice.
Yeah.
You were
on the ice in your sneakers
the other day. Yeah.
Tossing some sauce with Pierso.
I was. What you think? What you think of my passing?
Hard to do with shoes.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. I was trying to shoot it. Yeah. Jack Pierce has joined the podcast.
I just like to see you see out there on skates one day.
Well, I think I would love to do it. I think that we can't do it, though, because I have to be registered, don't I? Like, to take part or something?
Oh, yeah, you do not want to mess with them guys.
Campus rec, they're not the people to mess with.
Yeah. Just whatever.
Yeah, we
just
need
whatever.
A free session. It's not
right.
Temple
That's
Ice
right.
Hockey.
Yeah.
It's just
yeah.
the players
not
that free.
We could all get together and do some open
We're the Olympic athletes from Russia. We're not Russia, but we're the Olympic athletes from Russia.
Yeah.
No, I'd love to. That's why I'm saying the takeover. Come takeover.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
It's fun. You'll get to see me fight Slappy.
But just a funny story, you mentioned like you're the kid that people like mess with, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Today, so before the game today.
Yeah.
You know, we like to keep it loose, you know?
Of course.
We have fun, you know? We listen to music. We're not like dialed in. We like to keep it loose, you know? Brendan, we're about to go out for the first period. Brendan on it goes. He says to me, he's like, I can't wait for these kids to make fun of my last name.
He's just used to it.
And dude, it's awesome, dude, because he just loves it. He's like, he heard it all.
I cannot believe what the Navy broadcaster said. I don't even care that we're talking about it on here, but like the Navy broadcaster.
He was having a field day.
I will go on record saying it was a really bad broadcast. Like it was really bad. And
I mean, as my good father likes to say, working with a name like this, you just gotta have thick skin. You know what I mean? Understood. I mean, there's really no other way to it. When I'm skating around on the ice with that on the back of my jersey, I mean, if I would give it to someone. I mean, come on. Like, it's an easy target. Like,
it is. It is.
You know, but I mean.
But also, it's the easy target, but you hear it probably so many times that, like,
Right? Yeah, right? That's what I say. Like, people will give me a chirp for my name, and it'll be, like, something stupid, and I'll be
and
like.
Haven't heard that before.
If you're gonna chirp me, like at least come up with something funny.
What?
Like, at least make me laugh.
So, what are some good chirps? Obviously, like not like crazy chirps, but like, what's a good chirp that you've had thrown towards you before? Like where you've actually had to take a kind of like a thought back and said, you know what? It's pretty good.
I'm trying to think of one specifically, but the best chirps to me are like the ones where you like you skate up to someone, you like give them like some random chirp that just leaves them like there's nothing you can say.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't even have to do with the game or hockey or anything. It's just like something completely random that they just look at you and are like, "What the heck?"
Well, what the heck? You can say what the hell. I don't care.
I was going to say something else, but I won't.
Oh. Okay, there we go. So I always like the ones that make people really, like, the same things, like, make people think. So,
yeah.
Like, say you're going up against, you know, this guy face off on both centers, and you look at him right before the puck is dropped and said, "You look really good today."
Yeah.
What do you say? What do you say?
Thank you. So do you. Depending on if they do or not,
yeah,
obviously.
Right?
Yeah, you're not going to lie to them.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to them, but I mean,
you look presentable.
There's some presentable.
Yeah,
no, there's
right?
some good looking like, kids in the Acha. I mean,
the Acha,
let's give credit where credit's due.
Giacha.
Yeah, Giacha. I mean, you know. Yeah, he's got his Peaky Blinders haircut.
Yeah,
I mean,
shout out Peaky Blinders.
He's doing his thing. You know, I mean, that's what we do. We look good, play good sometimes, and then. That's about it.
Yeah, Charles, you haven't talked much this podcast. I got to say, you haven't really been these guys have been the stars.
Well, it was supposed to be their podcast. They were so cordial in inviting me, so
yes.
I'm letting them take it, but
I'm here. Okay, so we got to talk to you, I think. Like, I don't know what we should talk to you about. I'm going to herd the crowd, all right? What should we talk to Charles Giazza about? Just yell suggestions. Pre-game routine. What's your pre-game routine?
Pre-game routine.
Nothing.
Come on, guys. Let's kick the soccer ball.
I'm one of those guys. I mean, I'm the captain. I gotta kind of lead everyone, do some off-ice stretching, which, let's be honest, not our favorite thing.
No, obviously.
No, especially after a long bus ride. It's tough.
The off-ice stuff is the worst.
No, and it's so long before we actually get on the ice that it's tough, but. Yeah, so we go through that. I'm not a big, like, ritual guy. I used to be, actually, when I played when I was younger. But this year and the past, like, few years, I'm not a big ritual guy. I'll tape my sticks like everyone else. But besides that, nothing crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Heard the crowd some more.
You do not tape your sticks like everyone else.
That's true. That's true. Lately, I don't know if anyone's familiar with David Pastrnak, how he tapes his stick.
Isn't it, like... Literally,
he has like three strips of tape on his stick.
Yeah. How
and Charles
do
does that?
It takes me 15 seconds per stick, and I don't need scissors.
I cannot save tape.
I cannot wait.
In this economy,
I cannot wait till like Temple goes up against a player who like gets one of those new sticks that are like
we've been talking about those, it works,
people taping their sticks different, like the hole in the stick, like I feel like we've been at like a consistent same point for so long that like these companies like Bauer and them are just like, we got to come up with something new.
And like I understand.
There's got to be something new about, like, we just keep giving out the same stick. Like, oh, we'll put out a new stick this year and name it something different, but it's going to be the same
exact
thing.
It's the same
exact
thing.
Like, you got to, you know, we got to change it up.
What is it going to be? Ripcore, RBZ.
Yeah,
like,
do you remember back in the day they made out that the Reebok, it was like that O stick.
With the holes.
In the shaft.
Yeah.
So like there were kids on my... I was like, what? We were like, what, like 8 years old, seven?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And there's kids on my team buying it. Like, oh, it makes your shot stronger. Like, dude, you're like 8 years old. Like, what are you doing?
I mean, like nowadays, obviously.
Just
like,
worry about trying
different.
To get the puck off the ice. Yeah.
Well, like the, I understand like the science behind it, like the aerodynamics of it. If you're coming down for a slapper. Yeah.
But the thing is, like, how do you tape it? Like, if you tape over
you
it,
don't.
Are you don't.
You don't tape it. That's
have you
thing.
Done research
in this economy? Yes. In this economy.
Yeah, I'm all about less tape.
Yeah. No, like you don't tape. The stick, because
you don't tape it at all.
Exactly, that's why.
Well, DeBrusk tapes it.
Yeah,
he's using it in the NHL. DeBrusk,
is he really
on the Bruins?
He's using.
Yeah.
He taped it like from the toe down to probably like 3/4 of the way down the blade,
okay.
And you can see like the end of the hole in the middle of the blade coming out like right at the end of the.
So
tape.
I mean, at the end of the day, what it's supposed to help with how fast you can actually.
Yeah, apparently
the
there's
stick.
Like more flexion
which
on the bottom
it,
part, which
it makes sense. It makes sense. Like if you know. It makes sense that there will be like more of a like a whip to the blade.
Yeah, exactly.
And it makes sense that, you know, it's going to be quicker to come down and kind of like, you know, just swing, slap at it.
Yeah.
Less air resistance. It makes sense. You know, it's kind of like the bus we were driving in through the weather earlier today. Not aerodynamic at all.
No.
It's a bus. It's a box.
Yeah, flat front.
Yeah, right?
You don't want that.
No.
Yeah, you... You don't want a flat rear.
Flat front, flat rear. It's not what you want.
Yeah.
How about that tree
when it
down?
Comes to buses?
What?
You guys see the tree down on the way here?
No.
Really?
No, I didn't. I was so in my laptop, just like
in your zone.
Yeah, in my zone.
Tree down, right in the middle.
Yeah,
I think it was
Kyle Smiley. He said. He's like, oh, well, you got to take into account for the tree because we were trying to estimate what time we get to the rink. I was like, oh yeah, that subtracts 10 seconds from our.
Wait, did Smets and Kaser leave?
They did leave.
Yeah.
Of course.
They know better.
Yeah. Got nothing but love for Kaysen Smeds. They're probably rookie? They're sophomores, right?
They're sophomores. Though.
Yeah. So we drove them last year as freshmen. They're probably one of the coolest freshmen.
Oh, they're awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Smeds is going to be one of the people that's going to be the leaders next year.
Oh, yeah. They're idiots, man.
Sure. Like, they're idiots?
No.
Just like together.
No, together. Yeah. Like on the ice, they mean business, but like just off the ice, dude, they.
Well,
they
we haven't broken out the footage we got from Media Day. One of it was basically like, tell us about your friendship, and.
Well, I saw the picture of them holding each other.
Oh, they said they're
holding each other, dancing with each other, saying we're friends at the same time. But one of them said best friend, the other said friends.
Yeah,
like it's really adorable stuff.
It's adorable, but at the same time, their friendship is definitely a violation.
Fine. Fine worthy?
Yeah.
And I think Kays like realizes that like maybe the friendship's like it's a great friendship. Like, I'm not gonna.
No, yeah.
But I think like with the team, I think it's like maybe gone too far. But Smeds doesn't care, dude. Smeds is like, well, Kays are. It's awesome, dude.
Well, I mean, that's what you kind of have, like people who are not afraid to. I mean. Be themselves, like right,
yeah.
Like that's
yeah.
why.
And
that's
we don't judge.
Know.
It's 2020.
It's 2020.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, hindsight is 2020. I don't have 2020 vision. Do you guys?
Well, you are wearing glasses.
Absolutely. Yeah. You were the only one wearing glasses. On the podcast.
Okay, so if I take my glasses off right now,
which way are you looking?
So I have my glasses off. Like your face is blurry, like very blurry.
Does it look good?
I don't know. It looks like a blob.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll take blob.
You'll take blob on a scale of 0 to 10. Blob.
All right.
Yeah.
How long have you had glasses for?
Since I think it was eighth grade. I remember being so amazed when I got my glasses because I thought it was normal. Like, I couldn't see the board, right? Like, the whiteboard or whatever in middle school, high school. And when I started putting my glasses on, like, I can see the trees. So kept doing this. And it's like, this is ridiculous. I didn't know you could see like this. It's ridiculous when, like, it's kind of like if someone's deaf, right? And they're finally able to hear. It's like you can't explain it to them until they see it. Like they know, like it's gonna be sound, but what is sound?
What is life?
What is sound?
What is life?
Okay, here's some philosophy. Talking about your in between jobs thing. So master of philosophy. How do we know that our blue, my blue, is the same as your blue?
We don't.
Like your blue, like.
Yeah, I got a pretty good blue.
Yeah. That's a blue. That's a blue sweatshirt.
That's like a babyish blue, I'd say.
No, yeah. That's a Man City.
Sky blue.
Man
sky
City.
Blue. Yeah,
Man
definitely
City.
A sky blue.
Man
yeah.
City blue.
Man
yeah.
City blue.
Yep.
Yeah. So that blue.
Well, we all just agreed,
look,
so that's how we know.
Yes. That blue.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Good point.
But that blue, to me, looks like blue. You call it blue as well because we all know it is blue. But what if it looks like my red to your. Like, what if... I'm not explaining this well. Okay. So, I view red.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how to explain what the color red is, right? Or the color blue. But, the way I see that blue, you might be looking at that sweatshirt. We both call it blue. But to you, it looks like my red.
I'm speechless. My mind is blown.
Wait, hold on. Are you talking about the whole colors dilemma? I just came out.
Hello, Mike Zingaretti.
Yeah, so you're talking about like what, like so you like someone's blue could be red to you, someone's green
yes.
could be orange to you.
Yes.
Yeah. No. Like.
Thank you for helping.
Yeah. No, I mean, I get that. It's very fascinating to me. I think about that a lot. Like, could it be true? But I think at the end of the day, just
I love how you just jumped in and we were
yeah, but
we're
like
just
how
like,
you, like just like sort of like how unanimously we see colors like
yeah,
like. Purple and gold, for example, like the throwback Kings uniform, they're amazing uniforms. But
sure.
Like, if someone's purple is orange and their same yellow is like green, orange and green, that doesn't get, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but,
how,
and
like,
we can never like, we can never explain what a color looks like.
Yeah, so like
that
can't be happening because orange
a blind
and green
person.
Doesn't look good, but yellow and purple does, and like that's unanimously seen.
Yeah, to a blind person, right? Like, how do you explain color?
You can't explain color, and
yeah,
I'll agree on that, but. I think we've all seen the color wheel.
Yeah, but
yes.
what if like?
But
okay,
they also
okay.
have names next to them.
Yes, but
so red
what I'm
has
saying,
red next to it, and
yes.
we all see red.
But
and we
what
see
if
the
color of red is
doesn't
different
match
for
the name.
Everybody? Well, no, the red is the same. Like, I see red. That is what I think is red. Everyone agrees that something is red.
Okay.
But the way we look at it looks like different shades of colors.
I will never be able to explain that.
No, I can't either. Ever.
Fascinating.
This
nefarious.
Is...
Colors truly don't make sense.
Colors do not make sense. What else?
No,
doesn't
like
make
the
sense?
Like the whole thing. Like, I mean, we're all good at Temple, so I'm assuming you all took a tour here. And one of the first things they say is like, it's cherry red, guys, not red. Like. Difference doesn't make like it's not really different like I mean your shirt has Temple on it that looks like red like I can call that red like you know what I'm saying color makes no sense.
The first thing they showed me when I toured Temple was the tech center. My mom was like, "You're going here.
This is gonna keep you. This is gonna make sure you graduate in 4 years, son."
Yeah, and look how that turned out.
5 years later,
I've been in it 5 years. I've been in the tech center maybe 15 times.
I've the only time I was like there was for media days. Like other than that, I've barely been in there ever.
No point going there.
Yeah, I mean I go.
Well, my philosophy is like I don't want to be there. So like if I'm there, I'm doing my work. Like I want to get out of there. So like I have to get my work done and then go home to where I want to be.
Pretty much. I'm not good at focusing in my room at my apartment. Like it's really hard because like I feel like there's so little space and there's so many distractions in that little space. Like just can't focus. Like I can't just sit down and get my work done. That's why like if I go to like do work study or whatever, it's nice because I can kind of like sit down, like kind of be in an office, do work for myself and for the job, and just like it's like a place where I actually can relax in a way. Relax.
It's good to be relaxed.
You relax while you're doing schoolwork.
No, I don't do schoolwork much. No, I have... Like, no, I mean, I do... Okay,
should have been a media major.
Exactly, right?
Watch it.
You could stay for a couple more years.
I'm ineligible to play hockey.
Wait, what is... What's your major again?
Kinesiology.
Dude.
I'm almost there, man. Dude, I'm right there.
Didn't you switch it? Like,
yeah, I was an engineering major my freshman year, and I switched to kines because I hate math, and I don't know why I applied to be an engineering major, but I did, and it was all math. I walked into my first day of it was like calculus or something, and yeah. The professor goes, "If you don't know how to do this, this, and this, you probably shouldn't be in this class." I didn't know how to do any of it. I stayed to the end of the class out of respect. I walk out, I call my mom as a freshman. I'm like, "Mom, I don't know any of this stuff." She's like, "All right, well, try to stick it out." I dropped that class like 2 days later, dude. Yeah, I was.
I just think like the fact that we have to do so many gen eds and stuff that have nothing to do with our
dude,
major.
We could be out of here in like 2 years.
The money like, we have to spend.
Yeah, 2 years. Yeah. Gen eds are a money grab.
The money we have to spend, it's ridiculous. Like. It makes no sense.
It's insane being an out-of-state student and, like, literally having to pay
Jersey
for
it.
An imaginary cities course where we watched all foreign film, and I'm a journalism major who wants to cover sports and, like, do social media for a team. Like, and I'm, like, breaking down to math, I'm basically paying $4,000 or $5,000 for that. Like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Like, that stuff's crazy.
Yeah.
If you think about it, what a money grab it is.
Wow. We're just philosophy.
They're trying to make us well-rounded students. But really, are you learning that much stuff from those classes?
I learned more from doing Temple media stuff.
I agree.
Reading Royals media stuff, like, but at the same time, like,
learned so much more out of class for our.
Oh my god, yeah. I mean, you kind of have to, right? Like, if you're gonna advance in your career at all, you have to do stuff that is outside of class, because like everyone else will be doing the same thing at the end of the day.
How many of you guys have Googled easiest gen eds to take?
All the time.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you don't need.
Tweens and teens.
I'm pretty sure you don't need adventure. I'm pretty sure you don't need adventure climbing to graduate from kinesiology school.
Yeah, right now I'm taking golf and tennis as two of my classes.
Yeah.
And they're by far my favorite classes.
Have you guys? I haven't taken it yet. I might not take it, but like Hollywood versus like theology.
That.
Yeah, yeah, or something.
It's
like
basically
that.
A seventh grade science class.
Really?
Yep.
Charles gets in all the classes. Everyone he wants because he's honors.
Your honors?
He's making fun of me.
Yeah, you're sorry.
I'm smart.
Yeah, you're smart, you stupid.
I'm a nerd.
No, I was part of the academically talented program in high school.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow. Not a big deal.
I know. And so I had like a... What did you get on the SAT?
Two-part or three-part?
What? Oh, like the writing?
So, like, now it's only two parts, but when I took it, it was three parts.
Yeah, SAT scores is not where I saw this going.
Well, not me neither. But wait, out of 1,600.
Out
like,
of 1,600?
Did you do it out of 1,600?
Mine was out of 24, but out of 1,600 on the math and reading portion,
yeah.
I believe I got a 1,390.
You are smart. I got a 1,320. I think my girlfriend got a 1,390.
You are dumb. No, I'm just kidding.
fair. Okay, fair. I am dumb.
I don't know. I don't think standardized tests.
Oh, standardized tests
at
are the worst.
Yeah.
At all. Absolutely
not.
Well, it's like memorizing. It's like memorizing things, right? Like if you have to study for a test that you're only memorizing things for, that's not working on your critical thinking skills. Like critical thinking is the biggest thing.
You study for a test, then you memorize it, and then you take the test, and then
and you forget
gone.
Everything.
They're the best tests.
Yeah, right.
Also, we came here to play hockey, not to play school.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Guys, we're almost at 45 minutes.
Let's finish up with something strong here.
All right, we gotta. Heard the crowd? Crowd? Anybody?
Crowd what?
I was told by Jack Pierce to explain, I guess, our favorite road trip story.
Yes, please.
And I guess this is Jack.
Strong ending?
Can we preface that by explaining what we walked into the hotel today with?
Oh, yeah. Well, today was...
Can we talk about that?
Today
sure,
does not
yeah.
count. Yeah, but I guess shout out Jack Pierce. He requested to mention that we're on a road trip. Forget where it was. Might have been New York.
Yeah.
And,
like Cornell.
Yeah, something like the RIT, something like that.
Yeah.
And we're driving. We stopped at a rest stop. It was just after the game. We're driving to the hotel. We're going home. And you know how we do roll call on the bus every time? Like, Charles goes, Ben. And there's no sign of Ben. We left Ben Auerbach at the rest stop, and we're like on the highway, dude.
No, so we're about to merge.
We're
about
like,
to merge on the highway.
And Charles is like, turn around.
I'm like, pull over. Oh my god. I'm literally, I sprinted back. We had like a Sunoco like general rest stop, and I'm sprinting back. Yeah. And Ben's just casually walking.
And if you and if you know Ben, great guy, but he is not the one you want to leave at a rest stop.
No,
no, no, not at all.
Ben is a great guy, but again, he's a goalie. Like, he's got weird quirks about him, but that's what makes him great.
Yeah,
right?
goalies are something.
Yeah.
Tell about walking to the hotel.
Yeah, so we're walking in. I'm in charge of booking the hotels. This is a great hotel.
Yeah,
I'm not going to mention the name of the hotel.
It is a great hotel.
Like 3.5, 4 stars, that's what you're looking for in a hotel.
We're sitting in a living room.
Yeah.
Right now.
Living room and a bedroom at the same time.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Incredible. But we're walking in. Everyone's getting their room keys. We're getting to our rooms. And I'm walking. I got like 3 bags. So I'm not even paying attention where I'm walking.
Mm-hmm.
VA is right in front of me. And he's like, dude, watch your feet. Watch your feet. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, walking through the lobby of a hotel. And I look down. And there's just a used condom between my feet.
I don't even know.
Speechless.
And the best part is that Smeds goes back down there, and the person at the front desk is saying, like, you know, what did
they thought it was us?
Yeah, they thought it was us.
Apparently, like, a little girl picked it up and was curious as to what it was. And yeah.
And real nice.
We don't know how true
real
that
nice
is.
The desk person said. Real nice.
She said real nice as if it was our team. That condom.
I understand.
Yeah. Stereotypes.
I understand.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
If I've ever heard of them.
Unbelievable. Nefarious, in fact.
Nefarious.
Yeah. My circling word. Back to that.
My word.
Yeah, just piggybacking off of what Charles said, so nefarious.
Okay, what was it? I remember last year, the piggybacking off of, like...
Yeah, piggybacking and circling back were two terms that Jack Pearson, Ben Auerbach attempted to use a lot in their turn on the podcast.
Well, this has been a fantastic, fantastic little shindig, guys.
Yeah, I've had a great time.
Yeah, I've had a great time.
I think we've all had a great time.
Yeah, I had a blast, man.
I cannot wait to beat you in FIFA.
Ooh. I forgot we do have a FIFA game coming up. That is fighting words.
Can't wait to be in floor hockey.
Okay, fair. But Mike Zingaroni's the goalie, so.
Sorry for your loss.
I'm going to try my best. Good.
If you make a glove save on Charles, you will never let it down.
It doesn't matter what the score is. It doesn't matter.
No.
We're up like 7-0. Eight's the mercy rule.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, anything within the mercy rule is.
Oh, yeah.
It's fair game.
Yeah. Well, you mercy ruled us. 8 goals, right?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. You mercy ruled us last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were actually my least favorite team to play against.
Thank you.
It's not because you
I don't
were,
know if that's a
no,
that's
no, no, no. I would take that as a compliment.
Yeah. How
personally?
Well, let me explain. It's not because you were good. It's because because your whole team was hacking us the entire game.
Serious? Oh, I wasn't hacking, was I?
Oh, you were hacking.
Like I was hacking?
Oh, you were hacking.
Sounds like West Virginia.
I was hacking?
Just slashing the entire time.
I was slashing?
Yeah. And we were at, like, it was after, like, maybe the first period. We're up, like, 5 or 6-0.
Yeah.
We were like, we need to end this as soon as possible because we don't want to get slashed anymore.
I was slashing you guys?
Oh, you were slashing.
No way.
I wouldn't lie.
I wouldn't hurt members of the Temple University.
Oh, you weren't hurting us. You were hurting my stick.
I could never see you.
Oh, slashing your stick? Okay.
Yeah, I don't like that. But it's okay.
next thing you know, you miss the stick, you hit the hand. And
yeah.
Right?
You were getting really close to the hands. You don't wear gloves, you know? These hands are precious.
What?
Yeah.
Probably not. I didn't need to.
Is there chirping in the? And I've never played, and I've been a spectator in this floor hockey.
Yeah, there's chirping.
Intramural
there,
sport.
There has to. Well, we're playing. Our the goalie of the next team we play is also on the media team, so it's going to be media team goalie versus media team goalie.
That's big time.
Yeah, yeah.
That is big time.
That's going to be a battle.
That's also why I wouldn't play goalie because I talk too much smack, so I'd get myself in trouble.
Totally.
Nefarious matchup right there.
Nefarious matchup. Yeah. And circling back to that matchup, it's going to be a whale of a time.
Whale.
Just great vocabulary by all of us.
It's,
honestly.
It's stupendous.
I hate to toot our own horns, but it's impactful. Yeah.
And you know what? Winning was, you know, might have lost against Virginia Tech today, but we won in the third period. But we won the third period, 1-0.
We sure did. Shout out Bums.
And that's a and that's a Pyrrhic victory.
You know what? Sometimes it's just about the little things.
Still 2 days left, boys.
Bet they're not having as much fun as we are right now.
No,
they're not. I can almost guarantee that they're not having
the fun we are.
They're
no one has the fun we do. That's what makes us great.
No one has the fun that Liberty University students do.
Yeah, it's 1:15 in the morning.
They're asleep right now because they have a curfew.
I would actually argue that everyone has more fun than them.
Oh, Liberty University, you are a...
You're in for a couple games here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I must say so myself.
No, they're a good hockey team, but we have more fun. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel safe.
Oh, they're a great team. It's yeah. Yeah. All right. Well.
Sure.
Yeah. That's the...
Why not?
That's the pod.
That's the pod.
That's the Cherry and Ice podcast.
Yeah. I mean, it's great to be here.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
Of course. Thanks
for having
us.
Yeah.
Good to finally be on.
The pleasure was ours.
Yes. And then the pleasure was also mine.
No,
It was ours.
All right. I'll give you that. But all right. So from Captain and the other guys and myself, we wish you a beautiful morning, evening, afternoon.
Yeah, Valentine's Day.
Christmas. I mean, you could be, you might
whatever
be
whatever you celebrate.
Whatever you celebrate.
Yeah. Enjoy
whenever
it.
You celebrate.
We respect everyone here at Temple Hockey. It's 2020.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. All love.
All love. We love you all. Good night.
Mamba out.
And good hockey.
Mamba out.